everybody, and welcome to the Katie Weaver Show. This is Katie. I'm your host. I'm so happy to be here. I just realized I didn't put my banner up in 1-2 Radio, so I'm doing it right now. If you are listening live, it is June 24th at about 11 a.m. Pacific time. If you're listening to an archive or a replay, I want to also welcome you to the show. Well, okay. I want to thank you guys for being here. I want to let you know that you can find our chat room by heading over to 12radio.com and clicking on the chat button. And you'll see my banner at the top of the page and other people chatting there. I am also live streaming this event, and you can find that by heading over to 12radio.com, click on the chat button, and you'll be redirected to the Facebook chat. That was all wrong. I said the same thing twice. I'm all scattered. It's my birthday. I'm all messed up. To find the live stream, head over to YouTube or Facebook and look for Katie Weaver Domestic Mystic, and you'll find the live. Whew. Okay. See, it's not that hard to get your shit together. And thanks, everybody in the chat room, for the birthday wishes. Going to do my birthday a little bit differently. For, I want to say, close to 10 years, I did a birthday giveaway show. And it has become stress and not joyful. And so I decided it's time to pull the plug. So I'm not going to do a birthday giveaway show today. You know, and I'm sure some of you guys are like this too. If something stops being like bringing you joy and becomes tedium, you should stop doing it, right? And that's where I was. And I honestly, I'm such a creature of habit that sometimes I'll continue to do things forever that I don't enjoy anymore. And I want to make sure I'm not doing that to myself, because that's not fair to me, but it's also not fair to anybody else. So I'm ending the birthday giveaway show, but of course I will always be here on my show. So not a whole lot has changed on that front. How was your weekend? We are in a very weird energy right now, which is something I feel like I say every damn day these days. But we're in a weird energy right now. I think it's pretty clear. We are not peaceful. And that's worrying me a lot, to be honest. But what do you do? We can only do the things that we can do. Right? So we're going to have a sound therapy show today. I want to have time to do a healing circle too. I think a healing circle for peace right now would be the intelligent thing to do for us. It's something we can do. So I'm going to do that. Thanks, guys. So we're going to try and cover quite a bit today, I think, in all of this. With a lot of things going on in the world and a lot of things I want to make sure that we touch on. So thank you, Jess. Alrighty. So let's get right into, oh, I do want to tell you, let's do this. I do have a birthday reading special over at 12Listen. I always put up a special TBS for my birthday, and that is posted. And for whatever reason, I didn't hold on to a link. So let me look up the link. It's kind of sad. I was all thinking I was very organized this morning. That's not true. But probably isn't the first time. That's okay. It's just what it is. So this is my 20-minute time-based session. So I'm going to put a link up in both of the chat rooms for you, but this will stay live for 24 hours. It's just a great reduced price on my 20-minute TBS. So if you want to connect with me, this is a great way to do it. Time-based sessions are actually absolutely awesome. And I like them because then I know how much time I have to work with you. You guys like them for the same reason, and also because they're a discounted price, which makes it even better. So it is it's a win-win. So I just put a link up in the chat room. Just know with time-based sessions, when you buy one, That goes to the front of the queue for you. So if you call me, the computer or chat me, the computer is going to initiate that 20-minute session. So if you weren't wanting to use it yet, you're kind of in a pickle. What you can do though is if you don't want to use it yet, but like say you bought a 20-minute TBS and you don't want to use it yet, but you did just want to talk to me for like 5 minutes, let me know and we'll do that 5 minutes, and then when you're ready to use the rest, I'll just send you 3 minutes to make up for it. It's the best I can do for you. And but you'll also be surprised how fast 20 minutes goes, so you might just use it. There's always work for us to do together, right? So you may consider just using it anyway, but I would love to connect with you. And of course, as you know, I am a professional psychic advisor over at onetolisten.com, and that's a really good way to connect with me. And in fact, for a reading, it is the only way to connect with me because I am on a contract with OneToListen, so I can't read for you any other way. It needs to be through this system here. Some of you have asked me recently if there was another way to connect. There is not. Okay, let's get into it because we're doing sound therapy. So we're going to talk about it. We're going to do it. And then I really want us to have time for a healing circle. So we'll do all of the things. So I was thinking about sound therapy, partly because I love sound therapy. I've used it a lot in my practice over the years, both with clients and personally. I've used it in a lot of interesting ways. Like, for example, when I have a plant that's struggling, I'll put its water in a singing bowl and sing the bowl to really activate and energize that water and then feed it to the plant. And it's amazing how much quicker your plants perk up. It's just cool. I've used singing bowls to clear items many times, but I have some enormous bowls. I will put maybe a crystal or a picture or whatever that needs my attention in the bowl and sing it and clear that item. And that's an amazing thing. I've used bowls for space clearing for years and years and years, and that's pretty cool. It really is a really powerful way to not just clear space, but energize space to get grounded. Vibrational therapy does a lot of cool things. Vibrational therapy has been around for time immemorial. Drumming is a practice that peoples of this earth have been practicing for since people have been on this earth, right? How about clapping? You go to a sports event or a performance or a whatever, and what do people do? They create a vibration, right? To show their pleasure, their happiness, their gratitude. It's a vibration. Music in general. And I always think that music is really interesting because music that helps one person immensely makes another person feel completely drained and shut down. You really have to know what's right for you, right? Like, I think hard rock is a really good example because some people feel very energized by hard rock. It amps them up, it raises their vibration. And other people, that is music that they would just rather, stick a pin in their eye than have to listen to because it makes them feel like shit. Wild, right? You have to know you. What makes you feel really good? And I think sometimes it's just about practicing a little bit, right? Sit with a few different things and see how you feel in your heart in listening to that. So let's really get into it. So I called the magazine The Vibrations of Healing, Exploring the Power of Sound Therapy, because that's what we're doing. I did want to tell you a little bit about Pride, however. We went to Rexburg Pride. We had a booth over the weekend, and we have this wild thing going on right now because our weather has well, it's a little warmer today, but we really dropped and got really cold, like really cold. And so we've just kind of been surviving it. But Pride, it was from 3 to 8, so it was later in the day anyway. But you guys, we froze to death. I wore a hoodie the entire time. By the time 8 o'clock came and it was time to clean up and go home, my teeth were chattering. Now, it was in the low 50s at that point, so it wasn't like, sub-zero or anything, but for late June, right? And then on Sunday, it actually snowed quite a bit in the mountains above my house. Crazy. So, yesterday morning when I went outside to feed the crows, I actually could see my breath. So, what a wild turn of events. My tomatoes look terrible. I don't know that they're going to survive this, unfortunately. But what can you do? This has just been a really wild year. So that's how Pride was. Pride itself was great. There was no trouble. I visited with the security guards and towards the end of the night, because I've been to this Pride event before where there was a lot of trouble, right? I've been to this event before where there were old men in camo wandering around with ARs, just intimidating and frightening people. I've seen a lot at this event over the years, and I was just so grateful that there was none of that this year. The security guys said it was completely calm and tame, so thank God for that. But I did want to show you some of the things that I made for fun. So these are glass pride flags that I fused. They're really pretty. That purple does not show up very well in pictures. It's pretty light, but that is purple on the end. And then Scott put together some really cute embroidered tags. Both of these. And a fused glass heart. I did a pile of those. Very cute. Pretty. I mean, art glass is made for rainbows, obviously. It's just, I've had so much fun making this stuff and pulling it out of the kiln in awe. Those are some patches. Now, these strings of hearts, I just felt like I did not do them justice in photography, but they're fused glass hearts that I strung. I did this style. And then I also did these. They're quite a bit bigger. And these ones, they're great hung like that, but you can also, pull the other side up and make more of like a banner out of them or a bunting. In love. These are so pretty in the sun, especially. Then we made these cute bracelets. So Scott embroidered these, and then I did the copper stamping and attached them, but I just think they turned out so cute. They all say love is love. And then some fused glass necklaces and magnets, a whole bunch of magnets. Yeah. So that's part of what I took to Pride, quite a bit of it actually, but anyway, everything did super well and we just had a great day, so I was glad for it. But yeah, our weather's sure been wild. It's supposed to warm up though. We have an event on Saturday and it's supposed to be 83, so that's plenty warm for me. Thanks, Pam. Plenty warm for me. And thank you, Quelly and Laura and all of you. Appreciate you guys a lot. All right, well, let's talk about vibrational therapy. So, sound therapy, like I said, is an ancient practice. This is the belief, at least on some level, that sound vibration can influence the mind, body, and spirit. A lot of wellness practices use vibrational therapy in some form at this point, right? So does everybody, really. You go to a professional ball field. If you sit by the speakers, you'll know, right? They use sound therapy the whole time to keep the crowd amped up and interested and excited. Go to any campaigning event. The music is very important. Any other place you go, restaurants, doctor's offices, massage therapists, you will experience vibrational therapy in many, many of those places. Sometimes it feels good, sometimes it doesn't, for you, because we're all different. And what might really resonate with somebody's spirit might not resonate with yours. But the theory is essentially the same, right? That using vibrational therapy affects you on a spiritual level and a physical level and an emotional level. So we know that research into the effects on sound therapy show that specific frequencies can trigger positive changes in the brain and the body. We know that can lower stress, reduce pain, and promote healing. Think about moms having babies. And a lot of times if you have a doula, especially, or a midwife, they want to know. They want music. They want to have music in that birthing room because, and very specific music in that birthing room, because they're using it as a tool to help the mother. Sound has the power to elevate your emotions, spark creativity, and create a deep sense of inner peace. So some of the tools of sound therapy, this isn't all of them. I did not include tuning forks. I kind of just lumped those in with singing bowls, and perhaps I shouldn't, but I'm going to be honest, I have never been successful with tuning forks. I have a set, I think I have two sets, that I've worked with over the years, and I just don't. Maybe I'm doing it wrong. Don't let me offend you, or if somebody else has, done tuning fork therapy with you and you thought it was amazing, more power to you. It has never really resonated with me. So I didn't speak on it because I really can't. But singing bowls, as you know, because we've used them on this show a million times, there's Tibetan singing bowls like this that are hammered out of a combination of seven metals that have been melted together. And then, of course, there are crystal singing bowls. These guys. Crystal singing bowls are literally crystal melted and dripped into a centrifuge, into a mold, so that the crystal sticks to the sides of the wall of the mold, and that they continue to drip that molten crystal until they get the thickness that they want. It's really interesting the way they are made. Most crystal singing bowls are quartz, or basically a lot of them are silica. They're glass, but this is how they're made. Really interesting stuff. Singing bowls have an amazing effect, right? So we're going to work with them a little bit. So this is a root chakra bowl. And so we're going to take a minute here to feel this bowl and to work on the root chakra. So I'm going to play the bowl. I'm going to play it for you two ways. So you can just chime bowls. Or you can sing bowls, which is running the clapper around the outside of the bowl without breaking contact. You ever tried to play a bowl and all you can get is this clanging stuff? It's because you're not keeping contact with the bowl. You have to really hold contact. These bigger bowls are a little harder to sing, but I'm going to give it a go so that you can hear it that way. The resonation when you sing it is really deep and it's really rich, though you heard me break contact twice. But you gotta be coordinated. I think it's harder to hear on the air than chiming the bowl is. So I'm gonna chime the bowl. While I do that, I want you to focus on your root. And I just want you to imagine red tree roots growing out of the bottoms of your feet and driving deep, deep, deep down into the core of the earth and allowing the energy of the earth to move up through you. Very simple. So here we go. Red tree roots growing out of the bottoms of your feet. Okay, very good. So this bowl is in the note of C. And the note of C is the note that typically resonates with the root. That's why it's considered a root chakra bowl. Something that I think is really special about singing bowls is that singing bowls are not made to be a certain note, they're just made. And when they're made, then they're played, and a tool is used to tell you what the note is, right? So singing bowls get to be whatever they are. Nobody's going into a singing bowl going, okay, we're going to make one in the note of A, and that's how you to make it. No, you make a bowl, and then you get to find out what it is. There's just something about that that really speaks to me, you know? We live in a world that wants you to conform. We live in a world that wants you to fit into a certain mold or many different molds, depending on the aspect of your life that we're speaking about. And I really love the idea of singing bowls and all of us being made to be who we are and being allowed to be who we are without trying to alter us too much and force us to be a certain thing. So it's one of the cool things I think about singing bowls. And that goes for Tibetan singing bowls. Crystal singing bowls may not be the case, but I also want to demonstrate a crystal singing bowl. So this is a heart bowl. So let's see. C, D, E. So it's in the note of E. And this bowl is for opening and balancing your heart chakra. So I'm going to play the bowl. And all I want you guys to do is focus on your heart. That is the chakra in the middle of your chest. You can imagine it as a wheel or a ball of spinning energy. The heart chakra should have some pink and some green in it. Pink is the picture, or the color, sorry, of self-love, and green is the color of unconditional love. And sometimes we really struggle with that. You'll see people I've seen in clients so many times where there's a lot of green in that heart, but they're really lacking in the pink. It's noble to love others, right? Somehow our society has not made it as noble to love yourself, weirdly. But it is something to consider in your own heart. So all I'm going to do is play the bowl. I'm going to ask you to sit with your heart chakra and just continue to push it out, expand it until it has completely enveloped you in this spinning pink and green. Your whole body is wrapped in the heart energy. So let's start that now. Again, letting that green and pink continue to expand and envelop your whole body, wrapping you in heart energy. Perfect. Okay. Quick, easy one. All right, let's keep moving. Poor Luca. I told him he wasn't not going on to be in here today, but he insisted. He didn't know what to think of the crystal ball. He had a few things to say. Obviously, you can buy a set of singing bowls that matches up with all of your chakras. Do I know if there's a higher percentage of singing bowl created? As far as like the Tibetan bowls, Renee? I have no idea. Interesting question, though. I don't know. I will tell you with Tibetan bowls, you can buy singing bowls anywhere anymore, right? And there, you can buy the really little ones that are super cheap, the ones that are a little bit bigger. A lot of them are painted along the outside of them. I have one somewhere. I inherited it from my mom, but some of them have like a big Buddha in the center of them and stuff like that. I would shy away from those bowls because they really struggle to sing, a lot of them. If you have one that sings, great, but they really tend to be problematic. If you're going to buy a Tibetan bowl, buy one that looks like this. It can have engravings in the sides of it. Some of them do, and that's fine. But you really want one that's more simple like this. And you can see the hammer marks, right? You want to be able to see the hammer marks. And right here, you can see the tarnish. See that tarnish spot on the side? Because that's just an indication of all of the different metals that make up the metal that singing bowls are created from. I really recommend trying to buy vintage singing bowls if possible. I think they are the best. Sometimes hard to do. But the other thing you want to look for is thickness. If it's much thicker than that, it is not going to be a singer. I have seen some, I've had some, that have a really thick edge to them. Not great. So you want a fairly thin edge. You want to really see the hammer marks to know that it is. And they might call it hand hammered and it could be machine hammered. That's possible. But you want to know that it's hammered, right? That's how you know that you're going to get a bowl that is really authentic and that really has the resonation that you want to do the job. A really good singing bowl, especially like a really big one like this, you're going to pay a few hundred dollars for. If you go a little bit smaller, I've bought some really nice bowls that are, I don't know, about half this size probably, for around $100. But I really recommend the company Silver Sky Imports, if you can find them. They tend to have bowls that are vintage, or that are hand-hammered, that are just better quality than some of the other things that I've seen. But at any rate, and if you ever are like looking at a bowl and you wonder about it, you can always send me a message and I'll look at it and tell you, give you my opinion. But I know I've seen a lot of people buy bowls that are kind of not that great. Less is not more in this case. If you are going to pay $20 for a singing bowl, you're going to get a $20 singing bowl. And I get it. Like, I'm not telling you to go outside or, you know, go out and drop a bag on something you can't afford. Not at all. But just know that a lot of times the littler bowls are, they're not a singer, they're a chimer, and they might not really give you the resonance and the lasting resonance that you want at all. Just so you know. Crystal singing bowls are a little bit different animal. You still want a fairly thin wall if you can get them. That's still important. They're a little thicker. but you still don't want a super thick wall. The other thing you don't want is a really rough exterior. They all have kind of a frosted exterior, which is nice. That helps to create the friction that you want with your clapper. So the clapper is this suede covered pipe thing, right? It's like a PVC pipe covered in suede, basically. The frosted edge is important because it helps you to get the friction that you need. So I want a frosted edge. You don't, I'll tell you what, the bowls that I've had that have a slick edge, they are very tough to get going. But I've also had bowls with a frosted edge that's really rough, and they're also tough to get going. So you want a frosted edge, but you want a frosted edge that's pretty smooth to the touch. I know. Right, Suzanne. Suzanne said, I always buy bowls in person and play them to see how they resonate with me. Not a bad plan. Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Also, if you go into a store that has singing bowls and they won't let you play them or they won't play them for you, don't buy them. You need to know. Okay. Drumming. I've drummed on this show for you guys many times. It's been a while, but I thought we'd change that today. But drumming has been used in indigenous cultures worldwide for time immemorial. Your ancestors drummed, I promise you. Everybody did or does in some capacity. Drumming is considered by a lot of people as one of the original sounds of the universe. Interesting. But the repetitive motion of drumming helps to release emotional blockages, helps to release tension from your body. There's a whole therapy that is built around drumming. It's called percussion therapy. If you have ever had percussion therapy, you know it's pretty amazing. So years ago, we went to Missoula. Well, to Arley, Montana, outside of Missoula, to the World Peace Festival. It's a sangha there, a Buddhist sangha, and the Garden of a Thousand Buddhas. It's an amazing place, very cool experience. I've been there a few times now, and they have World Peace Day that they celebrate along with the rest of the world, but they have a big festival there and lots of practitioners and booths and events and performances. And it is very fun. It's in September. And Christy and I and Kara went several years ago, and we also went last year or the year before. Anyway, but a few while ago when we went, after being in the car for as long as we had, because Missoula's it's a fairly good drive from us, and then sleeping in a hotel bed, I had a knot kind of below my right shoulder blade. That was killing me. I couldn't turn, move, stretch, anything without that just grabbing. It was just like the muscles right there just had done this and weren't letting go. So there was a massage therapist there. And I was like, yeah, for sure, I'm going to pay for a massage, see if he can get this knot to release because I'm in hell. And so I had showed him the knot and said, this is my big concern. Yeah, miserable. So he started working on me, with regular traditional body work. And then he said, he said, to get that knot, I would really like to try some percussion therapy. Are you okay with that? And luckily, I'd had percussion therapy and actually taken some classes in providing percussion therapy, so I did know what he was talking about. But he reminded me, with percussion therapy, when you first get started, sometimes it creates a fight or flight that you might feel like you need to get the hell out of here. And he said, you got to breathe through that and just trust me and see if we can make this okay. Man, if that's not exactly what happened when he started, and he was using two rocks. So you can do percussion therapy with two flat rocks. So one of them you hold on the body part, and the other one you percuss with it. When he started that, I could have run to the next county. I was dying to get out of there. I had to really relax and breathe through it. And he kept saying, "Relax some more. Relax, you're really tense. Relax some more." It took me a while to finally let go, and when I did, that knot just let go like magic. It was crazy. But percussion therapy is really interesting. But that's just, a part of drumming, essentially. Yeah, Amy said if you ever get the chance to go to an indigenous powwow, do it. The drumming with the stomps and the bells from the dancing is amazing. Indeed, it absolutely is. Yep, I've been to a few too, and it's an amazing experience. But drumming is something that has been on the receiving end of accusations of cultural appropriation. And I want to be really clear on that. Drumming is not cultural appropriation. Drumming is for everybody. Drumming has always been for everybody. Now, perhaps the way you use drumming could be considered cultural appropriation, but the act of drumming and owning a drum, your ancestors drummed. I promise you, they did. Everyone's did. There's a lot of different kinds of drums, right? There's so many different kinds of drums. I'm not going to try and explain them all because I'm certainly not an expert, but drumming is amazing for a lot of things. I had a client years ago that taught me something really powerful with drumming. When she had somebody that needed some energy work, needed something, she would sit in meditation and she'd drum for them. And it was her, she was kind of combining Reiki and intention and prayer and drumming. And she was doing such powerful work that I started doing some drumming that way too, because it is really powerful work. So I'm going to drum for you. I'll probably drum for, I don't know, 2 or 3 minutes. You may feel like you need to run away. The fight or flight is real. If you can't do it and you've got to turn me down, that's okay. No worries. But maybe try to breathe through it just for a minute and see if you can tolerate the drum. Breathe through it so that you can allow yourself to have the experience, if you can. Sometimes you'll hear things in the drum, voices, rhythms, other sounds. Just go with it. The drumming eventually will help you to just relax and let go, and that's the point. We're just relaxing and letting go of anything you're carrying that's not serving you, anything that could be contributing to you not feeling your best. So go ahead and close your eyes, take a few deep breaths with me, and here we go. Thank you. That feels good. I love that. If you have ever have an opportunity to go to a drum circle, do it. You won't be sorry. Yes. Sid said she did a group drumming, relaxing deep into the movement and frequency. She said it's scary how it moves blocks so effectively. That bottom of my left foot was swelled for more than a week. Oh my goodness. Sound frequency is so powerful. Yeah. So you probably needed a follow-up to move that energy out of your foot. It eventually moved itself, but yes. This is why I'm so passionate about sound therapy. It's amazing. Chimes. Chimes are another great way. Why do you think so many people have chimes hanging outside of their houses, wind chimes and things? The sound does something for them, right? It does. It resonates in your soul. It's why they're so powerful. It's why they're so popular, whether people know that or not. Then, of course, music and genres of music. We've talked about that. Classical music, a lot of times, can be attributed to harmony and mental clarity. Binaural beats, reprogramming the brain. Binaural beats are an amazing sound wave therapy. How they work is by playing two different frequencies in each ear. So if you listen to binaural beats, you really have to have headphones on so that you get the full experience of it playing in both ears. This is the theta wave, which is 4.8 hertz. It is really good for relaxation and meditation. It's also amazing for learning. If you have a kid that's struggling to learn, play binaural beats while they're studying. Or encourage them to listen to them on their earbuds. A lot of people use binaural beats for sleep and sleep therapy and deeper meditation. So we are going to listen to a binaural beat here for a couple of minutes. This is one for concentration. This is from my Planet Meditation page. I'm going to pull that up. So, we're not going to listen to this whole thing because we don't really have time, but we are going to listen to a couple of minutes of it so that you can get a feel for binaural beats. So, if you can, if you're not listening with headphones on, if you can right now, great. If not, that's totally cool. Don't panic. You can do it later. I just want you to get a feel for what binaural beats feel like.
Thank you.
And you get the point. That's what binaural beats feel like. I hope that you get something from that. Obviously, you're going to need more than that, but that's a quick and dirty. Binaural beats and solfeggio tones have a similar effect. You could listen to something like that while you're reading or studying or doing the dishes or taking your walk, or meditating. Don't think that this is just stuff that you have to use only whilst sitting down in deep meditation. Not true at all. Not true at all. But I really recommend that you check it out. The frequency work, I think, is really fascinating and really powerful. As far as music as well, nature sounds are really grounding and reconnecting. So if you're feeling like you're having a hard time staying in your body, nature sounds. If you're having a hard time getting to sleep, I mean, think about white noise machines that people listen to. What are they? A lot of times it's a nature sound of some sort. It's rain, it's ocean waves, it's a very light bird chirping type, rainforest type of a vibe. Because it does something to you. Sound therapy can bring stress relief, emotional healing, improved sleep, enhanced meditation and mindfulness, and pain management. When my dad had, when he was on hospice, he had prostate cancer that had moved to the bone, right? And he had a few different spots in his bones where it was growing kind of out of control. And one of those spots was in his spine, kind of between his shoulder blades. And that tumor would itch. And that is this deep itch that you can't scratch, right? You can't do anything with it. So I started bringing a singing bowl over, and I'd have him just lay on his stomach on his bed, and I would take my bowl and I would lay it right on at that tumor, and I would sing the bowl. Now, when you do sound therapy on people's bodies, you need to be careful about their ears, obviously. We're not out here to ruin somebody's eardrum. So I was a little careful about his ears, but, and sometimes we just put a pillow over his head so that I could really give it some good clangs, because the vibration of that singing bowl would scratch that itch and make that feel better for a while, which was wild. But he would ask me, "Hey, can you bring that bowl over here and work on this?" Hell yeah, I can. It made a huge difference. But you can take a singing bowl and lay it on any part of your body, and again, be very mindful of your ears, but and play it, chime it, or sing it, and get that vibration down through your physical body, and you'd be amazed at how much that can help a spot that is struggling. You can also, with drumming, with a drum like this. This kind of a drum is known as a medicine drum or a buffalo drum, but you just want a drum that's open-sided, such as this. You point the drum to your patient, the person, patient, to your client, the person that you're working on, or to yourself. So you noticed when I was drumming, I was holding it like this and holding it towards myself, partly so that it would register well in the microphone, but also because I was drumming into me. And that's how you use a drum to do very similar work. Just in case you wanted to know. Okay. So there you go. I will tell you, I did put that same meditation that we just started listening to with binaural beats. I did put it in my tip this week so that you could listen to the whole thing. Christy's energy exercise this week is Archangel Ariel, healing anxiety. Of course, there's lots of crime over at True Crime Squad. Even if you don't normally watch this show, this episode here at the bottom, it's called A Fresh Batch of Dumb Criminals. That was a show that I did with Mars last week. Christy had to miss the show for she had a show affair that I wasn't going to do, and so Mars did the show with her and me, or with me, and we just did all dumb criminals, and it was a hilarious show. So if you want to watch a show that Mars was in, that would be the place to do it. I'd put up, there's lots of meditations over at Planet Meditation to help you out. And that is it for Luminous for this week. So I hope there's some gems in there for you. But I did want to do a healing circle for peace because, by God, we need it. And I have felt for a long time like when we join together in doing healing work, we do some powerful stuff. So I'm going to take you through a guided meditation. It will take us through the end of the show. And that's how what we'll lead out on is the end of that. And all you have to do is follow along with me and do your work. Some people will pray, some people will do whatever energy work that they practice, some people will hold intention, some people will just send love from their heart. You decide. But our intention today is peace in our world. So I'm going to cue up a little bit of music here. I'll probably ask for your help in making sure that it's not too loud. There we go. Tell me about that. I think that's about where I usually go. Tell me about this volume. Is that going to be okay? Okay, I'm going to go with it because we don't have a lot of time. So I'm going to ask you guys to close your eyes and take a few deep breaths and sit with me. I would like you to imagine yourself walking along a path in a forest. And as you walk along this path, you will get deeper and deeper into your spirit with every step you take. The end of the path will open up into a clearing, a meadow, a spot where we're all meeting together to do some healing work today. As you walk, I'll count backwards from 10 to 1. When I reach 1, you'll reach that clearing and you will join me and others. Starting now with 10. Walking along the path, feeling comfortable and confident. 9. Eight. Seven. Six. Five. Halfway there. You can feel the warm sun, the breeze. You can feel the pine needles crunching under your feet as you walk. Four. Almost there. You can see the clearing now. One, and you're there. Step off of the path and into the clearing now. Walk out into the center of this meadow where you'll find me and others gathering to do very important work today. Taking hands now, forming our healing circle. And at this time, I will ask you to join me in focusing on peace in our world. Peace in your world. Peace in your heart. Peace in your family, in your community, in your state, in your country, and in the world at large. Here we come together to ask for peace, to hold space for peace, to model peace. And we'll do that now. Continuing your work, holding space, envisioning peace amongst people, amongst animals, amongst countries. Very good. Almost done. Go ahead and finish up now. Good. We'll drop hands now and say our goodbyes. This has been powerful work. It's powerful to come together like this, to work for the common good, to combine the best we have. We're strong alone, but together we're unstoppable. At this time, I'd like you to walk back to the path from whence you came. I'm going to count forward from 1 to 5 as you walk. Starting at 5, you'll still be deep in your spirit, deep in this space, with 1, excuse me. As I count forward, you'll get lighter and lighter, and when I reach 5, you'll be wide awake and refreshed. You'll remember everything we did in this space. You'll remember how to get back here anytime that you want, for peace, for self-care, for healing. So starting with 1, walking back onto the forest path, 2, getting lighter, 3, lighter still, 4, almost there, and 5. Wide awake and refresh. Take a few minutes now to breathe. Returning to your space. And we did it. Thank you for being a part of that and for being a part of my show. Thanks for being a part of my life. You know, funny story. I spent the whole last year thinking I was 48 until just a couple of months ago when Christy let me know that I was 47. So now here we are, and I really am 48. So I feel like I'm just the same age I have been. I don't know. I don't know why I'm like this. But here we are. Thanks, you guys. I love you. I appreciate you. Here's to another good year. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. As always, I'm a professional psychic advisor over at One Two Listen. You can find me over there every single day if I can help you in any way. Of course, I'm there for you. Just go to onetolisten.com. That's number one, number two, listen. And look for me, Katie Weaver, and I will do what I can. Take care, guys. Have a wonderful day.